back here in Jeremiah 51, verse 45. Come out of her, my people. Save your lives, every man of you, from the eternal's burning wrath. That is the plagues of God that he's going to send, that you be not a participant in those plagues when they come. Listen, God is promising you protection. God is promising you that no plague will come nigh your dwelling if you surrender your life to God, if you seek Christ with all your heart and all your mind, if you're obedient to God, if you're living by every word of God. You're studying the Bible not for argument, not for just interest, but to show yourself approved unto God, to be corrected and reproved by it, instructed in the ways of righteousness by it, to live by every word of God. Then, my friends, God promises you absolute and utter protection from all of the things to come. My friends, we're living in the ways of Babylon today. It's the way of society that just grips this whole American people of ours by the throat. It's the way we think is good. It's the way of this world. And it's the way of the whole world, the whole Western world today. It's the way that God calls Babylon. And it's confusion, and it's abomination to God. And it's time we come out of it. It engulfs our whole social fabric, political, economic, religious, everything. We're in that kind of a system. God help us to wake up. I know we think this world's a pretty nice world. It's a pretty good world. We love this world. My friends, if we love the world, the love of God is not in us, and we've got to wake up.